إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، welcome all of you. Continue reading from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، آمين. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات، باب لا يقال السلام على الله. وفي الصحيح عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: كنا إذا كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصلاة قلنا: السلام على الله من عباده، السلام على فلان وفلان، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تقولوا السلام على الله، فإن الله هو السلام. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to read together the explanation of the chapter 52. Not to say السلام على الله. Salam is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, who can remind us what was the previous chapter? Of course, I don't want to hear number 51. All right, Hassan. Now, what was the chapter before that? HOMEWORK. You know what it means? Who can put that together? Homework. Gotta do homework.
I don't know what it was.
Wait a minute. Is he the only one that know? Raise your hand, those who know the chapter. The chapter before this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Make it an add number, please. You raise your hand twice? طيب. نعم. تفضل.
It was the, when he mentioned the ayah of calling upon Allah with his names, with his beautiful names and lofty attributes.
نعم. تفضل. Omar, huh?
بالله
الأسماء الحسنى. Who rose his hand? تفضل. عمر. أسماء وصفات. ناصر.
تعظيما of those who يلحدون في أسماء، those who change his names.
نعم. Somebody else. Who rose his hand? نعم شيخ. He rose his hand.
Call upon Allah by his names because Allah has.
نعم. Somebody here rose his hand. Who's that? Muhammad. Ahsantum. All of you were right. Nah. Somebody else rose his hand.
Abdullah.
I know, Abdullah. Give him up. What done?
I had the same answer as Yahya.
I want to hear it from you.
I'll read it. I got the book.
Afaddal. Ahsant. That's a good way. That's what I want. Read from the book. Because now you're going to give us an accurate answer.
And call on the most beautiful names. All the most beautiful names belong to Allah. And call on Him by them.
But that was the ayah.
Was it?
Yes. It was the ayah, right? That was the ayah that... Ayna. The ayah, Shaykh. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى سُورَةُ الْأَعْرَافِ. But what was the whole... chapter was about, ya akhwan, chapter, the whole chapter was about. Huh? What about them? The beautiful names are found on on the trunk of somebody? What about these names? Yes, it is about the train.
That befit His Majesty.
You're right there. What you're saying is right. But we're talking about the chapter. But what you're saying is totally, Allah has the beautiful names that befit His Majesty. But that can apply on the class and aqidah to salaf too. You see? On Tuesdays. But what was this chapter was about?
It was to refute the people who make tawassul with like the dead and other than Allah.
Ahsant. You know, that's a key word here. Tawassul. That's a key word in the chapter. Tawassul. Ayna. طيب يا أخوان, it's very important for us to review, especially this is the Tawheed, this is chapter of Tawheed, and especially when it comes to the bab of al-asma wa sifat, many Muslims, they go wrong in this one, many Muslims, so we have to pay attention when we come to any class, we pay attention, especially the class of Tawheed and Aqeedah. Why? Because this is the foundation. If this is weak or corrupt, forget about it. The whole building is going to collapse and come down. Can you imagine somebody like care about the kitchen and this and ceramics and ceiling and fence and this and nice beautiful bedrooms and but the foundation is corrupt, weak. A building is going to go down. So the foundation has to be strong, and that's the aqidah. The creed, the tawheed, that's the foundation of the deen, that all of the deeds are built upon. Naam, zakum la khair, babun, la yuqalu assalamu ala Allah. Ayn al kitab ya Abdullah. Zakum la khair, hayyak Allah. Qala, and then he mentioned the hadith. There's one hadith in this chapter with one hadith. The hadith that is recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhuma aw anhu radiyallahu anhu, who said, when we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in prayer, we were saying assalamu ala Allah, assalam be upon Allah from His worshippers, assalam also be upon His servants, or so-and-so, be upon so-and-so. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not say, as-salamu ala Allah. For Allah is as-salam. For Allah is as-salam. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. Now he brings us the relevance of this chapter in كتاب التوحيد. Why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah introduced this chapter talking about as-salam ala Allah. وهذا في التشهد الأخير كما في بعض ألفاظ الحديث. He says, لما كان السلام على الشخص معناه طلب السلام له من الشرور والآفات. لما كان السلام على الشخص معناه طلب السلامة له من الشرور والآفات, امتنع أن يقال السلام على الله, لأنه هو الغني سبحانه وتعالى السالم من كل آفة ونقص, فهو سبحانه وتعالى يدعى ولا يدعى له, هو يدعى ولا يدعى له, ويطلب منه ولا يطلب له. فهذا الباب فيه وجوب تنزيه الله عن الحاجة والنقص ووصفه بالغنى والكمال. The Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, send salam from a person. When a person say assalamu alayka, this is the tahiyya, this is the greeting, this is the greeting that we, alhamdulillah, we Muslims, we give one to another. When we meet one another, we say assalamu alaykum, assalamu alayka, and the like. So send salam, now the Shaykh explained to us what the salam mean. When we say salam, that you're seeking peace and safety and protections from all evil and calamities. When you say to someone, As-salamu alayka, meaning that you're making dua of protection, that that person be protected from evil and from calamities and bad things. So since this is the case, once we know the meaning, that's why you cannot say salamu ala Allah. You cannot say salamu ala Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani. He's free from all defections. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't say assalamu ala Allah, make dua that so Allah be protected from evil. You see? Because it is Allah who is to be called upon, not to be called upon somebody for Allah. You see how it is? So we call upon Allah. People call upon Allah. You don't call upon somebody and seek protection for Allah. We seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to seek protection for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aynam al khalqi, self-sufficient subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stands in no need for His creature subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُطْلَبُ مِنْهُ وَلَا يُطْلَبُ لَهُ. The creatures, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They seek His bounty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one should ask for Allah. No one asks someone else or something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فهذا الباب فيه وجوب تنزيه الله عن الحاجة والنقص ووصفه بالغنى والكمال. So this chapter in it contains, it's an obligation to exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to consider Him to be exalted and to deem Him far above any deficiencies. And Allah stands for no need for anything in the help of anyone from His creatures, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient and stands in no need for His creatures. Now. All sufficient. فقلنا السلام على الله في التشهد الأخير. So Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he said, we say السلام على الله. He said, we used to say that in the last تشهد in the Salat. أي نعم. فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله هو السلام, تعليل للنهي بأن السلام من أسمائه سبحانه وتعالى, فهو غني أن يسلم عليه سبحانه أو يسلم عليه سبحانه وتعالى, لأن السلام هو طلب السلامة من الشرور والآفات, وهذا يمتنع عن الله سبحانه وتعالى. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he forbade from saying such thing, saying As-Salamu ala Allah, because Allah is As-Salam, is one of His names, beautiful name subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Shaykh he mentioned, when you say As-Salam upon someone, meaning that he's seeking protection for so that someone from evil and the like, and this doesn't apply on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ma'na al-Ijmali al-Hadith, the general meaning of this Hadith, يقول أو يخبر ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أنهم يعني الصحابة رضي الله عليهم, الضمير يعود على الصحابة, كانوا يسلمون على الله. Here in this hadith, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى, he says that the Prophet, that Ibn Mas'ud, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan said that Ibn Mas'ud, his noble companion, informed us that they, meaning the companions, they used to give the salam and say As-Salamu ala Allah. And as the Shaykh mentioned, that was in the Tashahud. In the Tashahud al-Akhir, in the last Tashahud. فَنَهَاهُمُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he forbade them from saying that. وَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَلِيقُ بِاللَّهِ. And he mentioned to them, not only that the Prophet ﷺ forbade them, but also he mentioned to them the reason why. And if you remember, the Shaykh Fawzan always mentioned that he says, هَذَا مِنْ حُسْنِ تَعْلِيمِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا نَهَى عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَيَّنَ الْعِلَّةِ وَأَرْشَدَهُمْ إِلَى مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. And if you remember in different chapters, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentioned the beautiful teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the best teacher. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, and from that, is that when he used to forbid, when he forbade something, he made clear to the people the reason why. And he gave them what they should say, what they should do, the proper thing. فَبَيْنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَلِقُ بِاللَّهِ لِأَنَّهُ هُوَ السَّلَامُ مِنْهُ السَّلَامُ. Because Allah is a salam, and from Him salam. From Him come the protection and safety and the salam. فَلَا يَلِقُ بِهِ أَنْ يُسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ. So it doesn't befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person say, As-salamu ala Allah. It doesn't befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's free of deficiencies. He don't need protection, subhanahu wa ta'ala. بل هو الذي يسلم على عباده ويسلمهم من الآفات. Rather, it is he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who protects and saves his servants from evil and from calamities and the like. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه النهي أن يقال السلام على الله. And the relevance of this hadith, this chapter, meaning in another way, why Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, mentioned this hadith as a proof and chose this hadith, hadith ibn Mas'ud, because in it is forbidden to say as-salamu ala Allah. As-salamu ala Allah. Before we get some of the benefits, I want to read to you some of the benefits also from the book الدر النضيد على أبواب التوحيد تأليف العلامة الشيخ سليمان بن عبد الرحمن الحمدان رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه, who died in the year 1397 of the Hijra. This is one of the beneficial books also, because this Kitab التوحيد is explained by many, many ulama. And he mentioned, rahimahullah, is about the tahiyyah. I'm looking for a benefit that I read last night about a tahiyyah. أينام. قال لما نهاهم عن قول السلام على الله أرشدهم إلى ما ينبغي في حقه تعالى وهو قول التحيات لله. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the companions, do not say السلام على الله in the تشهد. Okay, and he directed them to what to say. To say what? At-tahiyyatu lillah. What is at-tahiyyat translated to in English?
It's the greetings.
Greetings?
Accolades.
Huh?
It has a different name for itself.
Accolades? First time I heard this. Ala ayin, we know this. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa ta'ayy. Na'am. So he said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade them from saying as-salamu ala Allah, he directed them to what to say, the right thing to say, as related to the right of Allah, is to say at-tahiyyatu lillah instead of as-salamu ala Allah. What is at-tahiyyat? قال أي جميع التعظيمات المستحقة لله تعالى. Tahiyyat here, yes, in English you translate as greetings, But actually this term and this word includes all expressions of veneration and respect for Allah. Aina, that's what they mean. والصلوات أي الخمس أو العبادات كلها والطيبات. And he said and also والصلوات because of التحيات لله والصلوات لله والطيبات. That's what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught the companions and taught us to say in a tashahud. Likewise the salawat are for Allah. The Shaykh here says the salawat, the five obligatory prayers and all of the acts of worship included. والطيبات أي من الأعمال الصالحة كلها لله. We say الطيبات mean from the righteous deeds. The righteous deeds, all of it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. باب الإخلاص. I have to be done sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم تقول السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. And then you give the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon the servants of Allah, as-salihin, the righteous amongst them. قال تسلم على نفسك وعلى كل عبد صالح في السماء والأرض. So now you give salam to yourself upon say salamu and upon every righteous servants, whether in the heaven or in the earth. قال ففي هذا الحديث بيان الفرق بين تحية الخالق وتحية المخلوق. So he said this hadith gave us the difference between how to greet Allah and how to greet the creation. أي نعم. فتحية الخالق ما هي التعظيم وتحية المخلوق السلام الذي هو دعاء له بالسلام. So the greeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to greet by is ta'zim, veneration, high respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the greetings toward the creation, is as-salam. As-salam. Which is a dua, he says. You're making dua for the person of safety and protection from evil, as the Shaykh Salih Fawzan mentioned earlier. ثم قال هذا that's why I'm all of this because of this alhamdulillah I'm reading. قال فالتعظيم بالتحية لا ينبغي إلا لله وحده. أي نعم. فاستبدال بعض الناس السلام في مخاطباتهم بالتحية لا يجوز. قل تحياتي ولا لا ما يقول السلام عليكم تحياتي لكم. قال هذا لا يجوز. قال فاستبدال بعض الناس السلام في مخاطباتهم بالتحية لا يجوز فينبغي النهي عن ذلك. He says, so التعظيم بالتحية لا ينبغي إلا لله وحده. To show respect and veneration to someone by saying التحيات لك تحياتي لك. And there's some people do that. Right? Alhamdulillah. You heard that before. تحياتي لكم. Huh? أين وغيرهم. He says, so that should not be done. That because that's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not permissible to exchange that, the salam with the tahiyyah, when you address the creatures. فينبغي النهي عن ذلك. فينبغي النهي عن ذلك. So if someone know people that say that, and you hear this, the Arabs, some of the Arabs, instead to give salam to one another, they say tahiyati lakum, instead to say assalamu alaykum. Say tahiyati lakum wa mutamanniyati wa ma adri. Now they say that, so we pay attention, alhamdulillah, and we correct ourselves and we try to correct others. Say tahiyya is for Allah. If they say why, tell them, what do you say in tashahud? If they know the tashahud. Some they don't even know the tashahud. You say, oh yeah, those who know this, as we say, at-tahiyyatu lillah, tayyib, ila lillah. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. هكذا السلام للمخلوقين والتحية للخالق بالتعظيم لله سبحانه وتعالى. That's when you get فوائد from different books. And we don't want, because this is ملخص. We don't want to like I mentioned before, but you get to إعانة المستفيد, القول المفيد, فتح المجيد, تيسير العزيز الحميد, قرة عيون الموحدين. You find a lot of benefits. كلام بن القيم, بن تيمية, السوكاني, كذا. But maybe we're still in the chapter number 10. But alhamdulillah, we're doing this as a summarized. That's why Sheikh Fawzan, he has different levels, books or different levels on Kitab al-Tawheed and in the Aqeedah. Like they have this one, Mulakhas, as we mentioned to you in the beginning of the class, that was, this is a curriculum actually, in the school. This is a part of a curriculum, this book. He made it for the schools. That's what they study. And the curriculum is in Saudi Arabia, حَرَصَهَا اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ سُوءٍ, may Allah protect it. Ameen. And the rest of the land of the Muslims from all evil. Ameen. And by the way, الشَّيْءُ بِالشَّيْءُ اذْكُرْ, may Allah have mercy on the late king, al-Malik, Abdullah ibn Abdul Aziz, رحمه الله تعالى. You've heard. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid and help and assist his brother, Al-Malik Salman ibn Abdul Aziz, and his Wali al-Ahd, Al-Malik Migrin ibn Abdul Aziz, and his other Wali al-Ahd, Al-Amir Muhammad bin Naif, حفظه الله. نعم. So who that?
Who died?
Which one? Who died? Oh, the king of Saudi Arabia.
When did it happen?
He died last night.
Night of Friday.
Yeah, that's last night. He was last night. Because last night could mean the night and the other night and the other night. Last night. Alayin, yes, he died 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday time, dear time. Rahimahullah. Which he was 5 p.m. on Thursday, our time. It was 5 p.m. on Thursday, our time. Rahimahullah. But was 1 because they are ahead of us 8 hours. And he was 90 years old, rahimahullah. I spoke to Sheikh Ubaid yesterday. He gave you the salam. And I gave him the condolences, alhamdulillah, the ta'azi. And the Sheikh, he made dua, alhamdulillah. And when I said, subhanAllah, I said, Ya Sheikh, may Allah have mercy on him. And then he said, and then the Sheikh said, and may Allah assist and help and aid Malik Salman to do what is right. Allahu Akbar. Because he needs that. And alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan, because this is the land that is built upon Tawheed from day one when they were, from their first, their great-grandfather, Muhammad bin Saud. If you know the history, he's the one who supported and aided. Who's Sheikh? This Sheikh we're talking about, Sheikh Muhammad bin Saud. Because at that time, a couple hundred years ago, 200 or so, or plus maybe years ago, it was shirk, was tombs, graves, like things that still, shrines and the like that still in some, so many Muslim countries, okay? Mm-hmm. Some people who claim Islam and say La ilaha illallah and the like, they still go and commit major shirk, walayyadu billah. But Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, after gaining knowledge, he began to call the people to the Sunnah, to Tawheed, and warn against shirk and against innovations. He called to Tawheed and warned against shirk. He called to Sunnah, warns against bid'ah. Called the people to be upon that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, to leave off deviant sects and the like, and innovated methodologies. And of course, he found opposition. And where he was. He went to some area, and one of those, because at that time Saudi Arabia, they weren't unified. They were in different tribes. Every tribe have a ruler and have, and they were fighting each other and divided and weak. That's what division brings, weakness. And even you find someone who says, it's okay, because he used to go and tell them, look, this is what we want, mashallah, and if we do it together, there's a great reward for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then one of them said yes, but then he received pressure from other people. He said, I cannot do it, man. You have to leave. But Sheikh Muhammad bin Saud, he says, yes, Allah opened his heart, like the ulama, when he mentioned this, he said that Allah has opened his heart, alhamdulillah, to da'wah salafiyyah, and to support the da'wah of Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad bin Wahhab. That's why the ulama, they mentioned, that's how the da'wah is successful, alhamdulillah, when both the alim and the ruler come together. When you have du'ulama, that they teach the truth and the haqq and manhaj al-salaf, and they are supported by the rulers. And that's exactly what this dawla, Saudiya, and Mamlaka Saudi, they do. And we hear this from the many ulama, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Ibn Baz, many of the ulama, alhamdulillah. They says, we don't know any other country on earth now that do what Saudi Arabia do. We don't, he says. He says, and with that, we don't know, we don't say that the rulers are perfect, but this is established upon Tawheed. All of them say that. Actually, the first statement that Al-Malik Salman, the new king says, and I read it, or say it's on the internet, it's like 3 or 4 minutes speech, subhanAllah, he says, our minhaj will not change. He's going to stay on the Quran and the Sunnah. Give me one ruler says something like that. Not only they say that, but also they abide by it. They do it. The Tawheed, alhamdulillah, they establish the Sunnah. The ulama are respected, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. Because some other people, they don't respect Salman al-Awda. Salman al-Awda don't respect himself. Because he's calling to other than the way of the Salaf. Ala ayyin, ma Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the King Abdullah and accept from him what he has done for Islam and for the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him his sins and his shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid and help his brother, Al-Malik Salman ibn Abdul Aziz, and all those who are around him to help him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on their tongues that which is beneficial for Islam and for the Muslims. May Allah aid them and help them and assist them, alhamdulillah. They performed the janazah yesterday, Friday after Asr, in Riyadh, in the great mosque of Amir Turki. And if you see, it's on YouTube, I don't know if it's on YouTube, but I've seen it when somebody sent me something that, subhanAllah, if you see the janazah of a king, La ilaha illallah. So simple. So simple. If he's the najah of somebody else, oh, Allah musta'an. This is janazah, he's the king. Akhi, they bring in him simple, like it's a janazah of another man. They bury him where? In a poor neighborhood. That's where they bury all the kings. With the people. They don't have their own dariyah, big ceramic and all that stuff and gold like other people do. And then you see the grave. They dig it the same way. They put dirt. They don't even have, what they call it?
Tombstone.
Tombstone. Nothing. They just dig it, the dirt, put him down, and they left. No flowers. No roses in there.
No flowers.
Nothing. SubhanAllah. But now, as you know, because this is the land of Tawheed, you see it. They implement the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not the Sunnah applies on the poor people. And the kings now, come on, cannot put him in the dirt. Like other people, they build a big place. 10 acres. Nobody can get close. And they have bodyguards on the dead Yeah, that's true. In some countries, I don't want to even mention one of them. That's what they do. And then people will come and visit, and they have, they call them al-kitab al-dhahabi, the golden book. I know, these are the things. Whenever anybody comes from any country, they take them over there and sign, I visited the grave of this king, or this ra'is. But then, subhanAllah, if you see it, and maybe on YouTube or something, you might find it, and you see how simple the janazah was according to the sunnah. The way they pray on him, there's no protocol, there's no leaders holding hand in hand, je suis, I don't know what, I am this or I am not, nothing. They didn't wait for the people. Akhi, he died that morning, of Friday, he was buried Asr. Other people who don't follow the sunnah,
not shut down the services.
Yes, ahsant. Yeah. They didn't shut down everything or okay, the whole highway or nothing. Simple. Some other people, what they do? No, they're going to like wait 5 days. Wait for the, I don't know, the president of Japan to come. Yeah. Wait from Sri Lanka delegation to show up. Wait from South African, I don't know who, president to come. Wait for all of these delegations to come. And then, and big deal, and that, and they change all the programs in the land, and la la la. SubhanAllah, sunnah, ya akhi. The land. Rahimahullah.
And even King Abdullah is reject for anybody special time. He said that only for Allah, not for me.
Ahsan. Na'am, barakallah.
YouTube, you can find it.
This is Brother Faisal. من السعودية. He's from Saudi. Saudi. Brother, he just moved here. Zallah khair, ahlan wa sahlan. Ay na'am, ya akhwan. Allah, this man did a lot. Of course, as the ulama themselves of Saudi, he says, when we mention good about our rulers, we're not saying they're perfect, but they are the best rulers in our time. They're the best rulers. Look, they established Tawheed first. Look at the other forces or whatever, they try to bend their hands, but no way, man, Quran, Sunnah. They be talking about the man, this and then, listen, man, we do what's pleasing to our Lord. And we follow the Quran, we follow the Sunnah. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. Naam. Just wants to mention that the Shay'u b'Shay'i, Yudhkar. Naam, what is some of the benefits, Ikhwan? And we conclude this chapter and this class of today. أنا هذا الكتاب تريده هذا الدر النضيل الدر النضيل على أبواب التوحيد للشيخ العلامة سليمان بن عبد الرحمن الحمدان كتاب مفيد جدا تريد تنظر فيه عندك هناك عندك أي نعم some of the benefits نعم عبد الله since he made eye contact
the prohibition of sending the salams on Allah
أحسنت that's number one الله أكبر أحسنت if you are under age you can call for a gift for you for your grown up عبد الله You have a baby face, but you grow. I know your age. Alhamdulillah. Tfaddal akhi.
Allah is free from all protection. I mean, from
Ahsant.
All imperfection.
Ahsant. Allah is?
Free from all imperfections.
Ahsant. Mm-hmm. You too. Allahu Akbar. Naam. Naam, Umar.
Akhi is for Allah and salam for the creation.
Ahsant. Say that again. Ahsan, na'am. Well, that's from the other book, na'am. But that's a good thing to remember. Na'am, Ibrahim. You looked at me like you want to say something. Say it. That's good. Hey. Hey, na'am. والسلام المخلوق. أحسنت. نعم نعم لقمان.
السلام من أسمائه.
أحسنت. That's number two. السلام من أسمائه سبحانه وتعالى. أحسنت. It's a good point. What else? حسن.
الله هو السورس of all peace.
ها؟
الله هو السورس of all peace.
Try to say it in a different way by changing source.
All peace comes from
Allah. Ahsan. So you deserve a gift too, but your glasses are not like, but they are grown-ups. Nah, that's good. Peace comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who protects his creatures. He don't need to be protected, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? Naam, Bilal.
From the way the Prophet used to teach, is that he used to, you know, when he corrected them, he told them why and what was better than.
You just mentioned number three and number four together. He need a gift for real. regardless how old he is, so mashallah, zakallah khair. Because you mentioned both number three and number four, and that's it. So now you can write this one. Number one, يقول الشيخ فوزان النهي عن السلام على الله. It is forbidden to say assalamu ala Allah. It is forbidden nahi. It is forbidden to say assalamu ala Allah. Why you learn this? Because you never know. Ahlul Bidah, they have so much corruption. You may find somewhere you go and you say, Assalamu ala Allah. And you're like, what are you talking about? You can't say that nicely. Huh? Kind way. So what, if let's say you go somewhere and you hear this Muslim a turban, maybe even two turbans. Sometimes they have two. Different colors. I know. And then big lihya, big miswak, nice smell, oil, and he's like, Assalamu ala Allah, Assalamu ala Allah. What do you say? Who can answer? What do you say? A'udhu bil this mubtadi, and you keep going? What do you say? Naam. Asman. How can I? Naam. So you correct that person. Now, somebody else?
Nicely.
How's nicely? Over dinner maybe, or?
Grab by the hand, close hand.
Grab by the hand.
Privacy.
Zakallah khair. Show them that you have concern for them.
من كل حديث الرسول يعني حديث اللقاء الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة قال إن الله يقرأ لك السلام.
أين
قالت إن الله هو السلام ومنه السلام ما قال من الله السلام.
أين
دليل.
أين ناصر.
I'm going to say the same thing, but mention this hadith specifically.
أين
he just talked about in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم corrected the Sahaba.
No, you correct that person nicely. Tell him, look, and you tell him because look, yeah, it's okay. Sahaba were the best of the people, you know, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his ummah. They were corrected by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not by me or somebody, by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent to teach the people the religion. They used to say assalamu ala Allah, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, do not say assalamu ala Allah, because he is assalam. You know, so we don't say assalamu ala Allah. So if a person, mashallah, he's على فطرة طيبة he will accept the حق. But if he's corrupt, what are you going to do? ليس لك عليهم سبيل. But we don't know. When you see someone doing something bad or a violation or an act of bid'ah, even an act of shirk, how they react is according to tawfiq is from Allah first. Some people they just say things. They don't even pay attention to what they say. Like, for example, this country, Muhammad may know, may can know, is they say, we Nabi. And Amr and Nah. They say, we Nabi. What does that mean, we Nabi?
They swear by the Prophet.
They swear by the Prophet. Is this permissible? What is that? What shirk? Shirk Asghar. It's a minor shirk. But there is some people, they say La ilaha illallah, they pray, fast, make hajj, and they say, Wannabi. So some of them, they're like, listen man, I don't care. I love the Prophet. Don't tell me anything. I say Wallah, but I say Wannabi too. Some people are like this. They say, I don't know what you say. Yeah, I say Wallahi too, but I switch it sometimes. Wallahi, Wannabi is all the same. Other people, they like, SubhanAllah. Now, I can't say that. That's shirk. La ilaha illallah. The Prophet ﷺ corrected the people. Yes. That's shirk. I'm not going to say
that. I just didn't know.
Like, I was in a class of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, and he was talking about this. And I was attending the class. And in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was talking about this, alhamdulillah, tawheed, in Hajj. Because a lot of Muslims come from different countries, so the ulama, jazakumullah khair, they stopped the classes they were doing regularly, and they talk about tawheed, aqeedah, so that the people learn something and take it back with them, not just zamzam war. Alright? Take tawheed with them and the aqeedah back. Look at the efforts of, once again, we're talking about this mamlaka. حرسها الله من كل سوء وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمين. So one person said, well, actually, if I'm not mistaken, that the brother who was reading, Rushaydan, he said, Ya Shaykh, we get a lot of questions that they all say, Zakallah khair, and then in where we come from, we say this a lot, when Nabi. So, how, Ya Shaykh? It's now we know. Jazakallah khairan, we know we don't supposed to say it, but it's a habit. Now, how? He says, say wa rabbin nabi. You see? Allahu Akbar. Hikmah of the Shaykh. He said to them, say wa rabbin nabi. By the Lord of the Prophet. That's okay. Likewise, some other people say, well, Kaaba. Just because the Kaaba has nobility, naam, Kaaba has nobility, musharrafa, but you cannot swear by it, Kaaba. Some people say, well, Kaaba, those people, if they have a problem, what they should say, wa rabbi al-Kaaba. And then after the class, one of the students told us that they were somewhere with one of the mashayikh, I forget the name, it's been a while, it's been years. And he was a person from one country, and he was, Wannabi, Wallah, Wannabi, in the gathering, he's swearing by the Prophet to tell them, Wannabi, I know that, Wannabi, this is good, this, that. Every time he say, Wannabi, he said, Ya Akhi, La Yajuz, Zakallah Khair, Astaghfirullah. 5 minutes later, Wannabi, they said, Ya Akhana, Zakallah Khair, Allah Yahfadak, Barakallah. Hada Wannabi, La Yajuz. Hada Halif bi Ghayri Allah. Wa man kana Halifa, bal Yahlif billah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Wannabi, when they correct him many times, he said, When Nabi, I'm not going to say when Nabi again. You want to tell them, look, man, I'm not going to say it again. Instead of saying, Wallahi, I'm not going to say when Nabi, he says, when Nabi, I'm not saying when Nabi again. That's, yani, a habit. So, alhamdulillah, the ulama, they mention, they tell the people the hikmah sometimes. You know? Let me share with you one of the hikmah also that I learned from Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Hafidahullah in his class. He was talking about the funerals. And somebody sent him a question, maybe somebody from the West. He got to be somebody from the West or somebody who has concern for the people who live, the Muslim who lives in the West. The question was, because I remember when the brother read the question, I looked around to see if I see somebody from America or something, you know. Because that question was obvious that he comes from somebody from the West or somebody, like I said, who has concern for the people who live amongst non-Muslims. Because the question was, Ya Shaykh, as a Muslims minorities, we may be the only people in our families in the West. And when somebody dies, like a father or a mother, what can we do, Ya Shaykh? We know we cannot attend funeral processions and stuff, but we want to keep those bridges. Because we're giving da'wah to our families, and if we don't show up in the funerals period, they're like, so how can this Islam and this religion, these people didn't even care about the dead? His mother died, he didn't show up. So now how are we going to give him da'wah, Shaykh? What can we do? What advice? The Shaykh, he gave a beautiful answer, subhanAllah, of wisdom. He said, yes, as he says, alhamdulillah, it's good to give da'wah to your families. Alhamdulillah, by being a good example, by applying the deen in yourself, and this beautiful teachings of Al-Islam, he said, and also you're going to give him da'wah and going to keep those bridges like you mentioned. He said, but now, in the funerals, do not participate in what they do in the church and this, but however you can show up in the graveyard. You see? You know how's that? How is that? He says, you show up. He didn't say follow the funeral processions. You know where they're going to bury the person? That mother or father or grandmother or cousin or brother or sister? You know where they're going to bury? What time? You go there. With the intentions of visiting what?
The cemetery.
The graves. Look how the intention is important. You're not there because you're following the procession. You're there to visit the graves. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, visit the graves. They remind you of the hereafter. So you're right there, they see you, oh, Abdul is here. And they're nice, they're happy. Abdul, show up. But you're there for what? You're thinking about the hereafter. And then they bury. Don't put no dirt in there, say, hand me that shovel, nothing. Let them do it. Usually they don't do it because they hire somebody, right? I never attend something like that. But maybe that's what they have, because they go there so clean. Right or wrong? They put their best clothing on, and I'm assuming, Wallahu A'lam, they don't want to get dirty. Because, as I was told, after the funeral, they go where?
To eat.
In a dinner. So they want to stay clean. Anyway, we just mentioned that, so you don't have to worry about digging or nothing. You're out there. MashaAllah, you went with the intention to visit the graves. They show up. Hi, how are you? Your mother, you give her a hug. That's your mother. Okay? And then they're like, wow, he shows up. But they don't know why you showed up. And this way, he says, you keep the ties. Alhamdulillah. And they don't have to say nothing about you. And then, of course, after that, that's all matter to them. Yeah, he shows up, how nice, and they're going to Twitter it all over, Abdul was here. But if you don't show up, that's, maybe they may even notice. Wallahu a'lam. But those are the hikmah, I mentioned to you, this is the hikmah of the ulama, subhanAllah, give you a way out from certain things. Okay? That's why you have to use hikmah and ask the people that Allah has given them hikmah. Somebody just go on and send them a Twitter. Look, I ain't showing up on that stinky kofar of yours. This is how you do it. Don't expect me to show up in the church. Why? Don't do it like that. Just don't show up. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ See? SubhanAllah. Now, you don't show up in the funeral. Maybe somebody noticed you were there or not. Doesn't matter. They don't take attendance, do they? It doesn't matter. But once they see you in the graveyard, that's all matter, right? Because that's what they remember. They remember the people who were in the graveyard. So, but you go with that intention to visit the graves, not to for the other purpose that they are upon. Now, how many we mentioned? We mentioned two or one?
The first one.
Number two, and the salam min asma'ihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the salam is from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His name. Number three, ta'limul jahil. The ignorant should be taught. You don't just ignorant and leave him alone. No, you teach the ignorant. If you're qualified, of course. Number four, qarnul al-hukmi bi'illatihi. We mentioned the ruling, but you mentioned the reason why as well. That's better for the people. Don't just tell people, do this. Don't do this. No need to tell them because of this and this and that. You explain to them. Even in the worldly affairs. You bring a plumber, and the plumber will say to you, the horse ain't gonna go on the pipes. To you, the only thing is like, oh, I have more money. But a good plumber, he's gonna tell you why. Look, mister, I'm going to say something, of course. I'm trying to save you some money here. that look, there's no way this pipe stays here, because if they stay, they're going to ruin the whole wall, because the leak and this, and they busted, they old, huh? And if they bust, it's better to change the pipe right now. Yes, it's going to cost you a couple more dollars, but it's better to do it this way. Then it's up to you. If you want to keep it, I don't advise you. But if it busts and you're not here and you don't see it, because it takes a while, and the water, you know, and it's going to cause more damage to your wall, and we don't even know where that water is going to go. So, see, he explained to him. So the person knows he's going, no, go ahead, do what you're going to do, man, change the pipe. They may even tell him, change the other one too. He's like, no, that one is okay.